Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne is on the phone with Dr. Kevin Crawford from Native Stem Cell. Good morning, Dr. Crawford. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, thanks for joining us. My wife has been dealing with a few people in your organization, and with all the surgeries that friends of mine and my father and everything having about knee and hip replacements and things like that, it sounds like Native Stem Cell has answers for people who are in a lot of pain that really don't haven't been offered anything more than surgical options.
Yeah, we do have a lot of answers. Of course, you know, we can talk about it more, but the stem cell field is a expanding field in all of medicine, but particularly in orthopedics. We've been able to treat lots of different conditions and lots of different joints throughout the body. Oftentimes, we're treating knees, hips, and shoulders, but many joints are amenable to this. There are other orthopedic conditions or joint problems that are not amenable to this. And as an orthopedic surgeon, I pride myself in being able to help patients discriminate and decide whether this is a treatment that's applicable for them or not.
Stem cells, what was it, back in the Bush administration, kind of were put on hold. They were, I know they've been doing it in Europe and some other areas for a long time, but now the American science is caught up with this, correct?
Absolutely. There was some social stigma and some reservations that people had, and so there was a lot of resistance to it, not for any scientific reason, but just because of the perhaps political or social climate in this country. But you're 100% right. This has been done in Europe and Asia for decades now, and with very good success. So we're trying to borrow and trying to get caught up with our colleagues.
So give me a, for instance, you know, my right knee has been bothering me for a little while now, and I haven't had anything diagnosed, so I wouldn't tell you if I have severe ligament damage or bone on bone. So instead of visiting a orthopedic surgeon, calling Native Stem Cell, what would be the procedure that we would go through?
Yeah, and I think you are touched on a very important point there. I kind of alluded to earlier, but just to say that there's lots of practitioners that are involved in stem cell treatments right now, but there's not that many orthopedic surgeons. And so I think the key thing is either get a good diagnosis from your orthopedic surgeon or come see us, as I am a board-certified orthopedic surgeon. And for a knee, using your own knee as an example, the first things we'd want to do is, you know, do an exam, get a history from you in terms of determining was there an injury or whether this is something that developed insidiously. After that, you know, we examine the knee, and very important aspects then are getting an X-ray, and sometimes, depending on the presentation of the particular condition that you may have or other patients may have, we may want to add an MRI also. And again, these X-rays and these MRIs are very important to determine whether stem cell is even an applicable treatment.
So when you say stem cell or revive a stem treatment, what exactly is that? It is an injection of some type of serum?
That's pretty close. RevivaStem is our own patented technique that really I've developed and borrowed aspects of the technique from other practitioners, but I've refined it a little bit further. The RevivaStem technique is just the technique of getting mesenchymal stem cells from the bone marrow of a particular patient. So we emphasize at Native Stem Cell taking your own bone marrow and using that as a source of your stem cells. So when you say serum, you're not very far off. This is actually a bone marrow aspirate that we process in the laboratory, and we refine it, and we can have concentrated stem cells at the end of that laboratory treatment of that laboratory process. So as an office procedure, we're able to do that in the space of about an hour and 15 minutes. Under local anesthetic, patients can drive home, they can resume activities that same day or that, you know, that same day or same week. And so the stem cells, then what they're doing, to get into a little bit of the science and a little bit of the anatomy of what's happening, we're treating arthritic conditions where articular cartilage, the smooth and cushioning surface in joints, we're treating that condition where articular cartilage has been lost. And when we process those stem cells and we inject them into a knee joint or a hip joint or what have you, they're able to grow new cartilage and
wow.
rebuild the cartilage that's lost over time.
That's amazing because, yes. that I mean, most of these injuries, I mean, you can have I'm an ex-athlete, so you've got – I'm sure you have a certain amount of people that, you know, have sustained injuries. Now they're bone on bone. That's what happened to my dad. That's what happened to my old coach. But then you've got others that just because of arthritis and getting older, you're going to have that wear and tear that it sounds like this is a perfect solution rather than, you know, opening the knee or the hip or the elbows open up with surgery.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I want to create a little bit of fairness and a little perspective for yourself and for your listeners. I am an orthopedic surgeon. I still do knee and hip replacements, shoulder replacements. You know, that's part of what I do because, frankly, not everyone can afford stem cell treatment. But for those patients that are able to afford it and feel that that's a good alternative for them, the differences are really night and day. As I mentioned, it's done under local anesthetic. It takes an hour. There's no downtime. There's no surgical pain. There's no physical therapy that's necessary afterwards.
Wow.
And probably more importantly, there's no risk of complications. The complications, as you may know, can be disastrous for a knee or hip replacement if any of those things occur. And they do occur, even in the best surgeon's hands. So as a recipient of a stem cell treatment, you avoid all those complications and all those other issues associated with surgery.
Well, I know how grueling the rehab process is on knee replacements because I helped my dad go through them. And even though the surgeries are much smaller and much quicker to do, rehabbing that knee and the hip is a long and painful procedure.
Yeah, they are formidable. It's one of the disclosures that I make sure my patients understand when they are going through knee or hip replacement is, you know, be aware that there's a lot of pain, a lot of work that's necessary in physical therapy afterwards to get a good result and to, you know, finally get some relief of the symptoms that they've been having.
We're talking to Dr. Kevin Crawford from Native Stem Cell. Dr. Crawford, you have a location right here in our backyard in northern Michigan. You guys are in Traverse City, is that correct?
We're pretty close. We're in Houghton Lake.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Good.
Yep.
We have locations in Grand Rapids and in the Detroit area as well, but yeah.
And so if somebody's listening to this and has either gotten a diagnosis with that may lead them to be considering a replacement of their hips or knees or shoulders, what would be the next step for them to contact you and find out if they are a good candidate for this brilliant alternative?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, the first step is make the call to Native Stem Cell. You'll invariably talk with Lindsay. She's our superstar in the office, and we'll talk to you about what your symptoms are, what tests you've had already, and she will help to orchestrate the whole visit for you to come in and see us. The visit is complimentary. It's completely free. And we'll obtain x-rays and MRIs or other studies as need be, but we'll kind of guide you through that process. It's something that we do very commonly, and frankly, we pride ourselves on being not only efficient, but courteous and respectful as a patient goes through that.
And what is that phone number, or I'm sure you have a website.
Yeah, we do have, the website is nativestemcell.com, and the phone number to call is 248-918-2875. I'll just give it that to you again, 248-918-2875.
And that's Native Stem Cell, NativeStemCell.com.
That's correct.
Well, Dr. Crevin Crawford, thanks for this illuminating discussion. As somebody that has dealt with some pain and not a fear of the knife, but, you know, you don't want to have any surgeries that you don't really seem necessary. This sounds like an excellent alternative for some of the aches and ailments that happen to us all as we get a little older.
Absolutely, Jerry. And for yourself and for other patients, one of the things that we like to point out is that if you have a knee or hip replacement, you kind of burned your bridges. If things don't work out or if there's some kind of complication relative to that, you can't go back and undo that. If you have native stem cell treatment and for some reason it doesn't work, which is a very small percentage, we have an excellent percentage rate and we have statistical results that we can provide. But if that doesn't work, you haven't burned any bridges, and certainly there are, you know, all those other options. So I'd love to talk to you too, Jerry, individually. I'd be happy to do that for you.
No, I'm definitely going to try to find some time in my schedule soon to have at least start the discussion on my own personal. I don't want this to be all about myself. One last question, Dr. Crawford. How is this covered by insurance?
We've had lots of patients investigated. There have been some discussions within the insurance industry and even within Medicare. But until there are more definitive studies that are right now being done at Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic, et cetera, until those studies are done, the insurers are not willing to reimburse for this.
All right.
So unfortunately, it's all out-of-pocket expense.
Okay, but that still means we can get into a further discussion about, or maybe walk down the pathway and then put it all together for people to understand what their financial commitment might be. But the first thing to do is to call 248-918-2875 or go to nativestemcell.com. Dr. Crawford, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Great talking to you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.